Moin und willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge von Kultur to go. Danke, dass ihr wieder eingeschaltet habt. Wir haben heute einen Special Guest. Ich bin nicht alleine, aber bevor wir anfangen, kurz noch zu den Updates, was eigentlich so passiert ist. Am Wochenende war die Auftakttour vom Stadtradeln, heißt, wir sind 45 Kilometer durch die Gegend gefahren. Das war sehr, sehr schön. Es war super tolles Wetter, aber auch echt anstrengend. Aber wenn ihr mitmachen wollt, viele von euch kennen Stadtradeln ja bestimmt auch, dann könnt ihr euch einfach anmelden, bei einem Team mitfahren und dann fleißig Kilometer sammeln. Das geht noch bis, naja, fast Ende Juni bis zum 24. Also macht fleißig mit. Dann kurze Warnung für alle, die nicht so gerne Englisch hören oder sprechen. Die Folge wird auf Englisch sein und nicht auf Deutsch. Und damit fangen wir dann jetzt auch an. Yeah, so we're gonna switch to English now.
Okay.
And welcome our special guest.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. Would you like to introduce yourself first?
Yeah, my name is Wana Milupi. I'm 18 and I originally come from Zambia and I'm doing my FSJ here in Germany, North Germany.
Yeah, that's crazy, all the way from Zambia.
Yeah, it's now pretty
to
far.
Germany. But first of all, we want to get to know you a little bit.
Okay.
So tell us about your hobbies. What do you like to do in your free time?
I usually dance a lot, actually. That's my favorite hobby. But I also watch movies, take a lot of walks, and read books sometimes. Yeah. But my main hobby would be dancing.
Wow. What kind of dance do you like?
We call it Afro dance. So it's mostly like African styles from dance, but I also do hip-hop too and modern dancing.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that sounds really, really cool.
Yeah, it's really fun.
What would you say, what's your favorite place in the world if you could live or travel anywhere?
Oh, to be honest, that's a really tough question.
I know.
Oh, I think Germany is obviously my favorite place. But other places would be, I think, France. I've always wanted to visit France.
Mm-hmm.
And the UK. I've only been there once, but yeah.
That's nice.
I think
that's
these three
true.
Places.
Wow. And why Germany?
I just love the culture, everything, the language too. Even though it's a bit difficult for me, but I'm still learning and I think I'll be there soon. And yeah.
You love the German language. Wow.
it's really nice, actually. It sounds really good. Sometimes I'm like, I really can't wait to be fluent in German. And yeah, I just hope I do.
Definitely you will.
Yeah, with time.
That's funny. I always say the German language sounds hard. I don't like it.
No, I think that's like a stereotype that people have, but it's actually really nice. I think French and German would be one of the best languages, I would say.
Huh, interesting. But maybe I'm biased there and can't judge from the outside because I always spoke German.
Yeah, if you're German, you can't really tell, but like from other perspectives then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how come you're doing your FSJ here now? I mean, that's kind of far from Zambia to Germany.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's why I came here, because I liked the culture and want to learn the language and want to study here after. So I thought, why not do an FSJ first and try to learn everything about Germany and study after.
Wow. And why up in the north and not somewhere like more southern Germany?
To be honest, anywhere would have been fine for me, but I started like applying in the north first.
Mm-hmm.
Just so it wasn't really anything specific. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just a surprise, like, oh, I'm in the north now.
And do you like it?
Yeah, it's really nice. Yeah, it's pretty nice. I mean, the area I'm living in is a small village and it's really quiet, but it's actually really nice.
Because
I like quiet places, so it's not that bad.
That's great to hear that you enjoy it.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about Germany so far?
I think, I don't know, to be honest. I think I like a lot of things, but the food, I like the food. I don't know most of the food names, but most of the food that I've tasted are actually really nice. The music, I've heard German songs, and I think they're also really nice too. And the people here are also nice. Yeah.
It's really, really interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Because from my perspective, I only listen to English music, because German music, I'm always like, oh, there are some songs that are good, but the majority.
I really like the songs, actually.
That's great. That's very cool. And where do you do your FSJ now?
I'm doing my FSJ in Buchland, so it's a small village close to Schleswig, at a youth center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are your main tasks? What do you do?
My main tasks are mostly doing activities with kids or playing with kids, or like just asking them what they would like to do and planning the day with them so that they just have fun.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really cool. Is. Yeah. And how long do you work? Like your work time?
I work from Mondays to Thursdays from 1 till... It depends though. 8, 9, 10.
Wow. Yeah.
So it just depends on the day too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite activity you've done so far?
At work?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would... I don't know. That's a tough question. I think it would be playing with the kids, because that's just the main activity. Cooking too, because I cook there sometimes also, depending on the day. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how's language coming, like, at work? Is it difficult, or does it work with the kids?
When I first came, it was difficult, but now it's not that bad. They can understand me, and I can understand them. Sometimes it is difficult, but it's not really that bad.
No, that's good to hear that that's progressing.
Yeah, kind of is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what about your project? What are you gonna do? So, I mean, everybody has to do a yearly project, so to speak. What is your plan?
My project is basically putting videos, different videos with the kids and my colleagues together.
Mm-hmm.
If we go out anywhere or if we have fun, just put all the videos together and just make it as one.
Wow. So as a memory kind of then.
Yeah, like a memory video or something.
Mm-hmm. And how long do you plan on doing your FSJ for? So
until January 2023. Yeah.
Wow.
Next year.
So longer than a year then.
Yeah, a year and 3 months.
Mm-hmm. In order to learn more German and to fully be here then.
Yeah, to fully be comfortable, learn German, and just get ready for my apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Was it difficult to settle in, or...?
When I first came?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was difficult because there were, like, there's a huge difference, obviously, from here to with Zambia. The weather, especially. Yeah, the weather is very different. So I think that's one of the biggest things that... It was really difficult for me, but other than that, it wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's probably way colder, huh?
Yeah, very cold here. But I'm glad summer is coming now, so...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I mean, our summer and your summer is probably still...
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe there's a difference. But yeah, back home in Zambia, it's hot almost the entire time, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
How hot does it get in summer?
I don't know, 40?
Whoa!
It would be the hottest. But I think right now it's winter, so it's kind of cold. June, July is winter, so...
Mm. Kind of cold would mean 20 degrees? And what's kind of cold for you?
I think kind of cold is right now. That's winter.
Oh!
Yeah, so there's a huge difference with the weather.
Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, I think up here you won't get more than 30 degrees.
Oh, even during summer?
Yeah, because especially up north, it's always kind of windy and,
hot. 30 degrees is still fine, though.
Yeah.
It's better than 1 or something, or 5. Because that's how it was when I first came. Oh, it was really cold.
Yeah, but you probably own a lot of thick jackets now, don't you?
Yeah, I bought some from here, but I didn't really think it was going to be that bad.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
So that was probably then the biggest difference from home. Anything else that shocked you?
Not really. just the buildings and the places are different, or how the places look like compared to back home. Yeah, I think that would also be a difference. And there wasn't much of a big difference apart from those two.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So how do the buildings look like then, if you say they're completely different?
They're not completely different, but the areas, or especially the area where I live in back home in Zambia, there aren't many houses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a house and then a few kilometers the next house.
Wow.
So it's like a big place with just grass or something. So yeah. And here they're like so many buildings closer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even the apartments, there aren't many apartments in Zambia. They're usually just houses.
Ah.
Yeah.
And then how do you travel from one house to the other, by car, or is it not common?
It's not that common, but there are buses, so.
Ah.
Yeah.
So by bus, or you walk, or?
It depends. If the next house is that far, then by bus, but if it's not that far, you can walk, so.
Huh. Very, very interesting. So yeah. Back to the FSJ, what have you learned so far? What would you say?
During my FSJ, apart from the language, I've learned different cultures, like the difference between my culture and their, and the German culture, the music, different hobbies, even like how most people use bikes here.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really nice. Compared to back home, it's rare to find people using bikes, so that's kind of different. And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean, we try going by bike, but sometimes you get lazy and then you take the car.
Yeah.
Which experience you had here in Germany was most exciting for you so far?
I don't have a specific experience, but most places that I've visited, like the big cities I've visited, which are, I think they're really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Even the beach places I've visited, I think I visited Kapellen.
Yeah.
Even the Glücksberg one. So I think they're really nice views from here, because back home you don't really see, I think there's only one beach.
Wow.
Because it's surrounded by countries, so that's why.
So there's no ocean near?
There's not any ocean back home. So coming here and seeing water and everything is really beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's very nice about the north, I agree.
Yeah.
What do you plan on doing after your FSJ? Any plans?
Yeah, after my FSJ, I plan on doing an apprenticeship that's in August, or I don't know, but next year. But unfortunately, I don't know what yet. But I think I still have some time.
Yeah.
I still have a few months to think about it. And yeah, but I think I'm going to do maybe something like something I'm doing right now. So as an educator. So something like that, maybe.
Yeah, sounds very nice.
Yeah.
And do you plan on staying in Germany forever? Or could you imagine living here?
I don't know yet about forever, but after studying, maybe I will work here. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how it goes after. But yeah, Germany is a really nice place, so maybe I do plan on staying here more.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Do you miss home at all, or is it like you feel comfortable all on your own, like, I don't know, how many kilometers away?
Yeah, there are those times where you just miss home and you miss your family, even though I do talk to them by phone, but it's not like the same.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I do miss home sometimes, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm a big girl, I can do it. But sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, that was probably a big decision then you made from moving.
Yeah, it was a big decision, because I was like, I still have to move out of my parents' house even though, so why not do it now and see how life goes after? Mm-hmm. So it was a big decision, actually.
And how did your family and friends take it when you said, I'm gonna move to Germany?
Well, it was my idea and my mom's too, so for them it wasn't a big surprise, but for my friends, yeah, it was really sad for them that I was leaving, and Yeah.
But I mean, with social media and all of that, you can still keep in contact, kind of, oder?
Yeah, something like that. Social media too, but it's a bit different with social media because sometimes it's like you feel lazy to text them rather than in person. It's easier to talk to them, but
true.
Yeah.
You're gonna see them again next year then, probably, huh?
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Oh Lord, how long do you need to travel by plane? So how many hours does it take to get to where you live from here?
By plane, I think it would be 12 or 11 hours. Yeah. If I remember correctly, I think it was 8,000 kilometers or nine.
Wow.
8 to 9,000. So it's pretty far. It's really far. So yeah.
That's
a long distance.
That's a lot of kilometers.
Yeah.
It's nine times Germany.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really crazy.
Yeah, it was worth it though, so.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
And what are you looking forward to from, like, for the rest of your FSJ? Is there anything specific you still want to do or see or?
Yeah, there are places I want to see, like the capital of Germany. Obviously, mm-hmm. want to be there too, Berlin. Yeah, and other places. And I've actually made, like, really good friends, especially you and some others. So yeah, it's really been a great time here.
Oh, that's very great. And then I wish you all the best for your remaining time in Germany.
Thank
which
you.
Might be a few years, yeah, depending on definitely. What you do. But that's very great that you enjoy your stay here.
Thank you so
and
much.
And your FSJ time.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It was very fun talking to you.
You too.
And if you all have any questions, you can always write or text or, yeah, you know where to find us.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then a new episode will come out in 2 weeks. So thank you for listening and thank you, Wana, again.
Thank you for having me.
For being here. It was very fun. Then, bye-bye. You will hear from us.